الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكان ما شاء الله هو أكمل قوته ورشده وأكمل يعجبني to continue our study in this book title, Hamdat al-Ahkam of Al-Hafiz Abdul Walid Al-Maqdisi. Today is the fourth day of Muharram 1443, which is equivalent to the 13th of August 2021. In our last class, before the break, we saw the last topic or the last chapter we discussed was Bab Al-Sawm Al-Sabr wa Ghayrihi, and the chapter talking about fasting when on a journey, and we discussed the ruling concerning that. Today inshallah ta'ala we will continue from the next chapter, which is Bab Afdal Qiyam wa Ghayrihi. This chapter is going to talk about the best type of nawafil fasting. Okay, after the Qiyam here, it's not talking about the obligatory part. It's talking about which is the best among the nawafil fasting and others. The first hadith under this chapter is the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr bin Al-As رضي الله عنه قال بسيط أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أني أقول. He said the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was informed that I used to say, meaning he was reported to the Prophet. So he said the Prophet was informed that I used to say. One of them used to say, والله لأصومن النهار. He used to say that I swear by Allah, I will fast throughout the day, wala aqumanna al-layla, and I will observe qiyam al-layl, I will stand up in night prayer throughout the night, ma'ishu, for as long as I live. So I will fast every day, and I will observe qiyam al-layl throughout the night, every day as well. I will continue like that for as long as I live. So he was reported to the Prophet for saying this. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم and so the Prophet said to him, أنت الذي قلت ذلك, are you the one that said that? فقلت له, said I said to the Prophet, قد قلت, indeed I said that, لأجي أنت وأمي يا رسول الله, may my father and mother be sacrificed for you, O Messenger of Allah. He is confirming that yes, he said so. قال the Prophet said to him, فَإِنَّكَ لَا تَسْتَطِيعُ ذَلِكَ, verily you will not be able to do that. You don't have the ability to fast throughout the year and observe the Qiyam throughout the year as well. You will not be able to do it, meaning it will be difficult for you. فَصُمْ وَأَفْطِرْ. So the Prophet is giving him an option. Instead of doing that, why not fast for some days and also break the fast for other days or in other days? وَقُمْ وَنَمْ. You should stand up and observe Qiyam al-Layl in some part of the night and also sleep in other parts of the night. The Prophet now said, وَصُمْ مِنَ الشَّهْرِ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ. Why not fast in a month, fast 3 days? فَإِنَّ الْحَسَنَةَ بِعَشْرِ أَمْثَالِهِ. Because every good deed in Islam has the reward of the reward is multiplied 10 times. So if the reward is multiplied 10 times, that was ذلك مثل صيام الشهر. That will be like the fasting of the whole year. Because if you fast a day, you will have the reward of somebody who has fasted for 10 days. So if you fast 3 days in a month, it's like you have fasted the whole month. And when you do that throughout the year, you will have the reward of somebody who has fasted the whole year. Qultu, he said, I said to the Prophet, Inni la utiku afdala min dhalik. I have the ability to do more than that. Or I have the ability to do better than that. Allah, the Prophet said, okay. Fasum yawman wa afdil yawmain. In that case, fast one day and break the fast for 2 days. The first option is to fast just 3 days in a month. Now, the next option is fast one day, break the fast 2 days, then you fast again. Qultu, said, I said, Inni la utiku afdala min dhalik. I have the ability to do better than that. Allah, the Prophet said to him, Fasum yawman wa afdil yawman. So fast a day and break the fast the following day. So you fast today, you rest tomorrow. Next tomorrow you fast again. فَذَلِكَ سِيَامُ دَاوُدُ. That is the fasting of Prophet Dawood. وَهُوَ أَفْضَلُ سِيَامُ. And that is the best type of Nawafil fasting. فَقُلْتُ. He said, I said to the Prophet again, إِنِّي لَأُطِيقُ أَفْضَلَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. I have the ability to do better than that. But Allah, the Prophet said, La afdala min dhalik. There is nothing better than that again. That is the best. Wafi riwayah, in our narration, it says, La sawma fawqa sawmi akhi Dawud. The Prophet said, there is no fasting above or better than the fasting of my brother Prophet Dawud. Shatr of Dahir, that is half of the year. Fasum yawman wa afdil yawman. So fast a day and break the fast a day. If you do that, at the end of the day, you will have fasted 6 months. Isn't it? So that is half of the year. And that is the end of the hadith. Abdullah bin Amr bin al-As was actually reported to the Prophet by his father. His father, Al-Amr bin al-As, was the one who reported his son to the Prophet. Because he married for him a young lady among the noble tribes of the Quraysh. And he discovered that his son neglected his wife because of this act of worship that he has imposed upon himself. Because if you will fast throughout the day and observe the Yamu day throughout the night, what will you have time for your wife? Definitely you will have no time for the woman again. And that was why his father reported him to the Prophet. And when his father reported to the Prophet, you can see that the Prophet did not just conclude. Rather, he called him and said, Answer Jessica Zalik, are you the one who said so? This shows that whenever we receive any information about a person, don't just conclude and give a ruling on that person. Try to investigate. And that's why the Prophet called him. Is it true that this is what you said? And he confirmed, said, yes, I said so. Okay? And the Prophet gave him a better option. Islam, this hadith is actually teaching us how easy the religion of Islam is. Islam is not a religion of difficulty. Islam is a religion where you do little deeds and you have plenty of reward. He wants the reward. He feels, I have that faith, I have that strength. Let me fast throughout the whole year. The Prophet will say, if it is the reward of the fasting of the whole year that you want, there is a better option of getting it without suffering yourself like this. Do we understand? You want the reward of fasting throughout the whole year, fine, you will get it. But there is an easy way of doing it. Just fast 3 days in a month. Every month, fast 3 days, you will have the reward of somebody who has fasted the whole year. This is teaching us the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His mercy towards His servants. Not just this, Islam has given us another option of getting the reward of fasting throughout the whole year. That is, when you fast 6 days after Ramadan, seek to Shawwal, we have explained it before in our previous lecture. When the Prophet said that, Man sama Ramadan, thumma atba'ahu bi-sittin min ash-Shawwal, kana ka siyami dahab. You fast Ramadan and follow it up with 6 days fast, you will have the reward of fasting throughout the whole year. That's another way of getting the reward of fasting throughout the whole year. Another option is this one. Okay, you fast 3 days in a month. Another option is to fast today and rest tomorrow. When you do that, you still have the heart of somebody who has fasted any more than a year. Do you understand? So Islam is a religion of ease. Alright, it's a very simple religion. The religion where you do this to this and you get plenty reward. But because of the enthusiasm of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn Al-As, he said, I can do better than that. The Prophet said, fast a day and rest for 2 days. He still said, I can do better than that. The Prophet said, fast a day and rest a day. He said, I can do better than that. The Prophet said, there is nothing better than that. This shows that it is haram in Islam to fast throughout the whole year. In fact, in another hadith of the Prophet, he said, La sama man sama jaha. He who fasts throughout the whole year has not fasted. Meaning you have no reward for it. You understand? So the best guidance is the guidance of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No matter your iman, you cannot have iman more than the Prophet himself. No matter your knowledge, you cannot have knowledge more than the Prophet himself. No matter how you think you are closer to Allah, you can't be closer to Allah than the Prophet himself. Okay, so you cannot impose on yourself acts of worship that the Prophet has not guided you to. You may end up not getting any reward. Do you get it? Islam is a religion where we follow strictly the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this hadith shows that this is the best type of nawafil fasting. To fast a day and rest the following day. And that is the fasting of Prophet Dawood. It is called the fast of Prophet Dawood because he was the one who initiated this type of fasting. In other direction of this hadith, it was narrated that Abdullah ibn Amr, when he became old, he continued like this throughout the lifetime of the Prophet. But when he became old, what the Prophet said to him, he began to see the reality. That was when he saw the reality of what the Prophet was saying. Because when he became old, it became difficult for him to fast a day and rest a day. And he had already made a covenant to the Prophet that he would fast like that. He now started regretting. He used to say, how I wish that I had taken the ease, the permission that the Prophet gave to me during his lifetime. Alright, so I said that at that point in time, when it became so difficult for him, he used to fast consecutively for some days and rest consecutively for some days, just to be able to fulfill that covenant that he took to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's why what is encouraged in Islam is for you to do an act of worship, even if it's small. Okay, so long as you're able to continue to do it always. Because if you make a covenant to be fasting 3 days in a month, it's easy for you to do. Do you understand? That will be more rewarding than for you to put on top of yourself plenty acts of worship that will make you to collapse, and then you will leave it for a very long time you're able to continue again. That's what the Prophet will say, خَيْرُ الْعَمَالِ أَجْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّ. The best of these is the ones that are done continuously, even if they are small. Like I used to say, for you to be waking up every night and observe the 2 rakah qiyam al-layl is better than for you to wake up one day and observe 20 rakah and then you will not be able to wake up again even after 1 month. You get it? Choose something small that you can continuously do. That's what Islam encourages, and that's what the hadith is teaching us. The next hadith is a hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As also, قال himself, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, إِنَّ أَحَبَّ الصِّيَامِ إِلَى اللَّهِ صِيَامُ دَاوُدَ. The Prophet said, the most beloved fasting in the sight of Allah is the fasting of Prophet Dawood. وَأَحَبَّ الصَّلَاةِ إِلَى اللَّهِ صَلَاةُ دَاوُدَ. And the most beloved type of prayer in the sight of Allah is the salat of Prophet Dawood also. كَانَ يَنَامُ نِصْفَ اللَّيْلِ وَيَقُومُ ثُلُثَهُ. Prophet Dawood used to sleep for half of the night. وَيَقُومُ ثُلُثَهُ. He will now wake up in the first part of the night to observe Qiyam al-Layl. وَيَنَامُ ثُلُثَهُ. And he will sleep again in the sixth part of the night. وَكَانَ يَصُومُ يَوْمًا وَيُفْطِرُ يَوْمًا. And he used to fast a day and break the fast a day. So this was the sign of Prophet Dawood alayhi salam. Alayhi salatu wa salam. He used to sleep for the first half of the night. Then he will wake up at the first part of the night. When he divide night into three, the last third part, he will wake up at that time and observe Qiyam al-Layl for a while. Then he will also sleep a little while before Salatul Fajr. Okay? And the Prophet Osman himself used to practice this. That is the best for a person. Okay? That way, you know, when you sleep for the first half of night, you have received enough rest. By the time you wake up, you will not be praying and be dozing off. Alright? You will not be praying and be feeling sleepy because you have already gotten enough rest. And then when you observe the Qiyam leg for a while and you become tired, you still sleep a little while again. So I'm going to wake up for Salat al-Fajr. And then you used to fast a day and break the fast the following day. The next hadith is the hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu qala said, "Awsani Khalili bi Salati." Okay? He said, "My beloved friend advised me to continue to do three things. What are those things? The Siyami Salatati Ayyami in Kulli Shahr." That is to fast 3 days of every in each month. Okay? Fast 3 days in each month. Wa raka'atayn duha. And to observe raka'atayn duha. That is the 2 rakat of the forenoon in the morning when the sun is coming out. Alright, that's Salat al duha. Wa an utira qabla an anam. The third thing is that I should observe and witness before I sleep. These 3 things are highly encouraged. The first is to observe 3 days fast in every month, preferably the 13th, 14th, and 15th of the month, alright, of the Islamic month. Okay, we call them Ayyam al-Bayt, the white days. Okay, when you fast on these 3 days, it is highly rewarded. You will have the reward of someone who has fasted the whole month. So if you do that throughout the year, you will have the reward of someone who has fasted the whole year. He now said, wa raka'atay al-duha. That's the Salat al-Duha. Here he mentioned raka'atay al-Duha, 2 rakat. That is the least. Okay? That is the least to be observed. But it is permissible to observe it even up to 8 rakat, as was narrated in other hadith of the Prophet. Okay? So, raka'atay al-Duha, Salat al-Duha can be observed in 8 rakat. Okay? If you cannot observe 8 rakat, you can observe 6 rakat, or 4 rakat, or at least 2 rakat. It is observed when the sun begins to rise. So when the sun rises, that is when you observe Salat al-Duha. And it will continue, the time for it will continue to be close to when the sun will come to the meridian, to the half of the horizon. Okay? Then the fourth thing is to observe witr before he sleeps. Scholars say this is peculiar to Abu Huraira. Alright, because Abu Huraira used to be very busy studying the ahadith that he has learned from the Prophet. And so whenever he sleeps late, so when he sleeps, it becomes difficult for him to wake up at night to observe with him. And therefore the Prophet advised him to always observe his witr before he sleeps. Otherwise, the best time to observe the witr is when? In the third part of the night. Okay, so if a person is sure that he will be able to wake up during the third part of the night, then it is better to delay the waiting to the third part of the night. But if you fear that when you sleep, you will not be able to wake up again, then it is encouraged to observe the waiting before you sleep. Okay, one should not neglect the waiting. The waiting prayer is an emphatic sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The next hadith is the hadith of Muhammad bin Abbas bin Ja'far. قال he said, سألت جابر بن عبد الله أنهى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن صوم يوم الجمعة قال نعم. He said, I asked جابر بن عبد الله, did the Prophet of Islam prohibit fasting on Juma day? Jabir responded, he said, نعم, yes. Was that a Muslim in the narrative of Muslim? ورب الكعبة. Jabir said to him, yes, I swear by the Lord of Kaaba. So this hadith shows that the Prophet has prohibited fasting on Friday. That's when you single out Friday for fasting. Okay? When you single out Friday for fasting, this is prohibited in Islam. Okay? But you can fast a day before Jumat together with Jumat, or a day after Jumat along with Jumat, as we shall see in the next hadith. That hadith of Abu Huraira, Allah is saying, سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول, I had a message of Allah saying, لا يصومن أحدكم يوم الجمعة ما none of you should fast on the day of Jummah. إِلَّا أَنْ يَصُومَ يَوْمًا قَبْلَهُ أَوْ يَوْمًا بَعْدَهُ except he fast a day before it or a day after. Okay, so if you will fast Thursday and Friday together, it's permitted. Or you fast Jummah, Friday and Saturday together, then it's also permitted. But to single out Friday for fasting, then this is not allowed in Islam. What is the reason behind it? Many scholars are of the opinion that it is because Fridays are considered as Eid of the week. Okay? Apart from the Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha, which are Eid of the year, Friday is also considered as Eid of the week. And so just the way it's prohibited to fast on Eid al-Fitr day or on Eid al-Adha day, so also it is prohibited to fast on Jummah day, which is considered as Eid of the week. This is the reason behind that prohibition. So one should not single out Friday or fasting. That was the hadith is teaching us. An Abi Ubayd, Mawla bin Azhar, واسمه سعد بن عبيد. That's the name of Ibn Azhar. Name is سعد بن عبيد. قال he said, شهدت العيد مع عمر بن الخطاب. Said, I witnessed the Eid together with عمر بن الخطاب. فقال عمر said, هذان يومان نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن صيامهما. These 2 days, okay, these 2 days, the Prophet of Allah has prohibited fasting in them. That is Eid al-Yawm, Yawm al-Fitrukum, means Siyamikum. That is the day you break your fast from your Ramadan fast. That is Yawm Eid al-Fitr. When Yawm al-Akhar, and the second day that the Prophet prohibited is what? Ta'kuluna fihi min nusukikum. It's the day that you eat from your sacrifice. That is the Eid al-Adha. The day that you eat from the sacrificial animal that you slaughter. So on these 2 days, it is prohibited for you to observe any fast. Okay? It is prohibited for you to observe any fast, irrespective of what the fast is. Do you understand? And that's why scholars say, supposing a person has a kafara to do, for example. Okay? A person, let's say a person had intercourse with his wife during the daytime of Ramadan, and he has to observe kafara. What is the kafara? Is to fast 60 consecutive days. Now if you start the 60 days fast, and let's say you didn't start on time, okay, you started in the month of let's say Zulqa'dah, for example, you know, while fasting at 60 days, it will fall on Eid al-Adha day. What do you do? Do you understand? Because you are expected to fast 60 consecutive days, of which if you break it, you are going to start over again. Now you are doing it, it has fallen on the day of Eid al-Adha. And it is prohibited to fast on the day of Eid al-Adha. What do you do? Huh? You continue. So you fast on Eid al-Adha. No. Okay, if it falls on Eid al-Adha day, you are excused. Okay, so you don't fast. You break the fast on Eid al-Adha day and continue on the following day. That will not make you to start all over again. Okay, because here you have an excuse in the Sharia. You understand? You have an excuse in the Sharia. So, for under whatever circumstance, one must not fast on the day of Eid al-Adha or Eid al-Fitr. They are prohibited completely. Even if you fast, there will be no reward. Now, the next hadith is the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, Qala, he said, Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an sawm yawmayn. The Prophet has prohibited fasting on 2 days, and Nahri wal-Fitr. Alright, the Eid al-Nahar has the day, the Eid of sacrifice, and the Eid al-Fitr. وَعَنْ إِشْتِمَالِ صَمَّةِ And the Prophet has prohibited إِشْتِمَالِ الصَّمَّةِ إِشْتِمَالِ الصَّمَّةِ as explained by scholars is for one to wrap himself up with a garment Okay? Scholars, some scholars explain it in two ways. Some scholars say it means to wrap yourself up completely with a garment, including your hand, such that, you know, you cannot bring out your hand in the wrapper. Okay? You don't wrap yourself up completely with the garment. That's ishtimal shamma. While other scholars say it means to wrap yourself up exposing one of your shoulders. Okay? Covering the other part of the body but exposing one of your shoulders such that your private part can be exposed as a result of that shoulder that has been exposed. Then he said, وَأَنْ يَحْتَدِيَ الرَّجُلُ فِي صَوْبِ الْوَاحِدِ. Then he also prohibited a person to sit down. Can you do it? That you sit down, yes, like this, so your leg will be up. Like this, then wrap yourself up with a garment also. After sitting down like this, then the person now wrap himself up with the garment. That's not what means. وَأَنْ يَحْتَدِيَ الرَّجُلُ فِي صَوْبِ الْوَاحِدِ. And ishtiba is to sit down on your buttock with your leg up. Okay, then you now wrap yourself up in that situation also. These two types of situations are prohibited by the Prophet. The one is salati by the shogini one after. And he also prohibited observing salat after shogini and after prayer. So in this hadith, the Prophet prohibited six things. The first two is observing fasting on the days of Yom al-Fitr and Yom al-Nahr. Then this type of clothing. Okay, why? Because it has the propensity of exposing your private part. Okay, if a person is not putting any clothes in his body and now wrap himself up completely so that he cannot bring out his hands, anytime he wants to raise his hands, put out his hands, it will expose the wrapper will lose and it will expose his body. Okay, some people during the time of Jahiliyyah used to do that, and that was why the Prophet prohibited it. Okay, then he also prohibited observing nawafil prayer after subhi and after. There is no nawafil after subhi and after. Once I only observe nafila after subhi if you have not observed rakatay al-fijr, which we explained before. Alright, rakatay al-fijr is supposed to be done before the subhi prayer. But if for one reason or the other one you cannot do it, immediately after the salam, you can still stand up and observe it. But if you have already observed it before the salat, then there is no any nafila again after salatul subhi. Likewise, after salatul asr, there is no nafila until the sun sets. The akhraj of Muslim is the man here, wa asr al-Bukhari has sun fatr. Imam Muslim narrated the hadith completely, and Imam Bukhari narrated the version that has to do with fasting alone. But this is not correct. Imam Bukhari also narrated the hadith completely. In the next hadith, it says, "An Abi Sa'id al-Khudri qala himself, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, man sama yawman fi sabilillahi ba'ada Allahu wajhahu 'an an-nari 70 kharifan." The Prophet said, "Whoever fasts for a day fi sabilillah, while in jihad, fi sabilillah here has been interpreted by the majority of scholars to mean while you are on a jihad for the sake of Allah." بَعَدَ اللَّهُ وَجَهُ عَنِ النَّاسِ. You do that, Allah SWT will distance your faith from hellfire سَبَعِينَ خَلِيفًا, the distance of 70 years. Meaning you will not come close to hellfire in any way. The distance between you and hellfire will be a distance of 70 years. The implication of that is that you will be admitted into paradise. Why? Because fasting is an act of worship that weakens the body, isn't it? You're not going to eat, you're not going to drink from sunrise to sunset, or from dawn to sunset. Likewise, jihad, going out for battle for the sake of Allah, is also an act of worship that has an impact on your wealth and on your body as well. And when you go out, you spend your money and you also give out your body. Now, when you combine these two together, it's not going to be easy for an individual. And that's why if a person is able to combine that, you are on a jihad with Allah and at the same time you are fasting, then the best reward you can get is to be rewarded with Jannah. And that's why the Prophet said, Allah will distance you from hellfire to a distance of 70 years. Now. So that the end of that chapter, we take the next chapter. That is Babu Laylatul Qadr. This chapter is talking about Laylatul Qadr. We all know Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr is the night of majesty. Okay, Al-Qadr here can be interpreted to mean majesty. It can be interpreted to mean decree. Okay, so Laylatul Qadr is the night of majesty. It's an honorable night. At the same time, it is the night of decree. Meaning, it is on that night that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees, okay, what will take place on the surface of the earth for the next 1 year. Alright, what will happen will be given to the angels that are going to execute them. Okay, all the evidence is already decreed in love with my own, and it will not place. But on that night, Allah will give the assignment to the angels that will execute them for the following, for the next 1 year. That's what Allah says, Fiha yufraku kullu amrin hakim. But Allah says, it's not a good time. Okay, so it's on that night that Allah decrees what will happen for the next 1 year. So that's why it's called Laylatul Qadr, alright, the night of majesty and the night of decree. And it is a night in the month of Ramadan. Okay, a night in the month of Ramadan. And it is a night that is full of reward. Okay, a night that is better than 1,000 months. Laylatul Qadr, khayrun min alfi shahr. Alright, a night that is better than 1,000 months. 1,000 months is equivalent to how many years? It's equivalent to 83 years and 4 months. 83 years and 4 months. So if a person is not to be awake on the night of Laylatul Qadr, you have the reward of someone who has worshipped Allah for 83 years and 4 months. That's a great bonanza from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many of us will not even live up to 80 years. Okay? But if you observe that one night, you have additional 83 years of pure worship. Okay? That is 83 years that is not mixed with sin. You know, our own years that we live now is mixed up with what? Sin and reward. Isn't it? We commit sin. But this 83 years is pure reward. No anything in it. And so it's something that one should always try to achieve. Nobody should play with Laylatul Qadr. If you are lucky to be alive during the month of Ramadan and you witness the last 10 days of Ramadan, ensure that you remain awake throughout the last 10 nights so that you will succeed in achieving Laylatul Qadr. The first hadith under this chapter is the hadith of Abdullah bin Umar. He narrated, he said, أَنَّ رِجَالًا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ that some men among the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, uru Laylatul Qadr in manam, they were shown the night of majesty, the night of Qadr in manam in their dream. Some men, they had a dream concerning which day is the day of Laylatul Qadr. They were shown in their dream that Laylatul Qadr falls on the seventh al-Awaqir. It falls on one of the last 7 days of Ramadan. So when they woke up, they all came and narrated the Prophet. This one said, I saw in my dream that Laylatul Qadr falls on one of the last seven nights of Ramadan. This one said the same thing. This one said the same thing. Faqala Rasulullah. The Prophet now said, Ara ru'yakum al-tawafa'at. I can see that there is a consensus. Alright, in your dream, all of you have seen the same thing. Ara ru'yakum al-tawafa'at. I can see that your dreams are in agreement on the last seven nights. In other words, فَمَنْ كَانَ مُتَحَرِّيهَا فَلْيَتَحَرَّهَا فِي السَّبْعِ الْأَوَاخِرِ. Whoever wants to look for Laylatul Qadr, whoever wants to start for it, then let him start for it in the last seven nights. Okay? In the last seven nights. That is as from the night of the 23rd. Okay, from the night of the 23rd of Ramadan, till the end of Ramadan. Laylatul Qadr is most likely to be in one of those nights. The next hadith is hadith of Aisha, radiallahu ta'ala anha. أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال تعالي مثلا بلان سيد تحوّوا ليلة القدر في الوتر من العشر الأواخر. The Prophet said, search for ليلة القدر in the odd night of the last 10 nights. Okay? In the odd night of the last 10 days of Ramadan. Okay? So, from these two hadiths, we know that ليلة القدر is where? Is in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Okay, it's not in the first 10 nights, 10 days, or the second 10 days. It is in the last 10 days of Ramadan. We also know from this hadith that Laylatul Qadr is in the all days. That is the night of the 25th, the night of the 24th, the night of the 25th, 27th, and 29th. Okay? So, if you want to look for Laylatul Qadr, it's better to look for it in the last 10 days. It's better to remain awake throughout the 10 days, the last 10 days. But if you become too lazy, then make sure that you stay awake in all days. At least it will fall in one of the three. Okay? It will fall in one of the three. So, it is not correct for people to say that Laylatul Qadr is only on the 27th night. You understand? That's what some people believe. That Laylatul Qadr is only on the 27th night. Even though, yes, there are some narrations from some companions of the Prophet that it is on the 27th night. But scholars interpret this narration to mean those companions were talking about the 27th night of the year that they were talking. Not that it is the 27th year, day of every year. Okay? So when you read a companion saying that I swear by Allah, it is on the 27th night, meaning that particular year that he was talking. Okay? But these two hadith of the Prophet show very clearly that the Prophet said we should start for it in the last 10 nights. It is very, very possible for the Laylatul Qadr to fall on the 25th night. Do you understand? It's very possible. And in fact, it happened like that during the time of the Prophet himself. It fell on the 25th night, as we shall see in this next hadith. The hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri. He said, أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يعتكف في العشر الأوسط من رمضان. He said the Prophet used to observe itikaf in the middle 10 days of Ramadan, meaning from 11th to 20th of Ramadan. That was when the Prophet used to observe his itikaf. That was at the beginning of the month. He said, فَأَتَكَفَ آمَنْ There was a particular year that he was fasted. Now, فأعتكف عاما يوم تبتلى يره أوضاب اعتكاف حتى إذا كانت ليلة 21. He started the اعتكاف from the 11th day of Ramadan. Till when he got to the 21st night. Usually that was when he's supposed to end the اعتكاف, because he used to observe the اعتكاف at the middle 10 days. Now when he got to the night of the 21st, he said, وَهِيَ اللَّيْلَ الَّذِي يَخْرُجُ مِنْ صَبِيحَتِهَا مِنْ إِعْتِكَافِهِ. And that is the night that he will come out of the 88 cup in the following morning of that night. He was supposed to end the 88 cup that night. قال the Prophet now said, مَنْ إِعْتَكَفَ مَعِي. Whoever observed 88 cup with me from the beginning, meaning from the 11th of Ramadan, فَلْيَعْتَكِفُ الْعَشْرَ الْأَوَاخِرَ. Then he should continue. Let him observe 88 cup for the last 10 nights. Meaning they will end up doing itikaf how many days now? For 20 days. Alright, they have started the itikaf from the 11th. On the 21st day that they are supposed to finish, he said, if you know that you started the itikaf with me from the beginning, then continue throughout the last 10 nights again. He now said, فَقَدْ أُرِيدْ هَذِهِ اللَّيْلَ. Indeed, I was shown this night. Which night? The night of Laylatul Qadr. Meaning in my dream, I had a dream where Allah showed me which day will be the day of Laylatul Qadr. He says, ثُمَّ أُنْفِيْتُهَا. But Allah made me to forget it again. So they showed him the dream, but when he woke up, he forgot the particular day he saw it. ثم أنسيتها then I was made to forget it. So وقد رأيتني in that dream that I had about the next cover that I saw myself as good of iman working I saw myself observing sujood in water and more. Meaning I saw that it happened the next cover fell on a rainy day. A day that was raining and I was observing salat. I did sujood in water and more. The name for the Hajjah in the following morning. Okay, maybe the morning of the day of the night of the Prophet, I saw myself observing Salat in mud and water. That's Salat Subih. He now said, فَلْتَمِسُوهَا بِالْعَشْرِ الْأَوَاخِرِ. In any case, search for it in the last 10 days. وَلْتَمِسُوهَا بِالْعَشْرِ الْأَوَاخِرِ. Search for it in every odd night. With the first, with the thought, with hips like that. قال أبو سعيد الخدري في narrator, he says, فمطرت السماء تلك الليلة, the rain fell that particular night. وكان المسجد على عريش, and the mosque was made up of, the roof of the mosque is made up of palm fronds. You know, it's not covered up with roofs like this, palm fronds that they use to cover the mosque. Alright, say for Wakafa al Masjid. So the mosque became soaked up. You know, from definitely if it's raining, rain will drop inside the mosque. So he said the mosque became soaked. Say for Absarat Aynaya, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my two eyes saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa ala jabhatihi athar ma wa teen. And there was a mark, a sign of water and mud on his forehead. Min subhi ishda wa shri, on the morning of the 21st night. Do we understand that? So it means what the Prophet saw was practicalized on the morning of the 21st night. That means later the Qadr for that year fled on the 21st night. So based on this, scholars say that it is wrong for one to believe that the Lailatul Qadr is started, it is big on just the 21st or the 27th night of every year. No, it moves. Alright, this year it can be 27th, another year it can be 29th, another year it can be 21st, another year it can be 24th. Okay, and that's why the best way to be sure that you are working together with the Qadr is to remain awake in throughout the last 10 nights of Ramadan. If you cannot, then at least throughout the odd night. Alright, that's 5 days. Remain awake throughout the whole night of Ramadan and inshallah wa ta'ala, you will be lucky to be among those that will witness Laylatul Qadr. And what we say you witness Laylatul Qadr is not as if on that night you will see something. Okay? In those days we used to know that on the night of Laylatul Qadr, all the trees will do sujood, all the monkeys will do sujood, all the houses will do sujood. If you come out, you must have to do sujood. You know anything like that. Some will say no. You are sitting in your house, all of a sudden you just see something white in front of you. If you see something white, that would you run away? You run away now. There is nothing, nothing like that. It's a normal night like any other night. Okay? Only that in the hadith of the Prophet it said the Prophet said that it is a day that the weather will not be too hot, it will not be too cool. The weather will be normal and that on the following morning the sun will come out weak. The rays of the sun will be weak. Okay? So this was the sign that the Prophet gave. But not that you will see anything or you will see the rain bound up, this amount of things that you see. Okay? So one is expected to wake up and observe Qiyam al-Layl, read the Quran and also supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet told Aisha that when she asked the Prophet, if I'm not to witness Laylatul Qadr, what supplication should I make? The Prophet said, Allahumma innaka afuwwun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna wa fa'fu anni. Okay? So these are part of the supplication that we make on that night. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spare our lives to witness more Laylatul Qadr in our lifetime. Inshallah, we'll stop here because of time. We'll continue next week, inshallah, on the above and the A.T.K. Whatever we're going to do, may Allah reward us wherever we have made errors, may Allah forgive us. May Allah increase us knowledge. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can be. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If there are questions, I'll give you questions before we call.
My first question is the academic question. For someone who is a young leader, I don't know whether it's for him to explain academic value before he says to me or explain to me what the academic value.
Now, if you come to the mosque and you have already said salam from the Sunni prayer and you are alone, okay, then you are supposed to observe your rakatain fajr first before you observe salat shukri. Okay, but supposing you come to the mosque, the imam has said salam and another group of people are around, they want to observe salat shukri, then it's better to join the salah, you get the reward of congregational prayer. After that, you now observe your This kind of nawafil and unfortunately what they are innovating acts of worship in the religion. Alright? There is no any authentic hadith from the Prophet where he gave such nawafil. So it is better to it's obligatory to desist from such practice. Because the Prophet said that whoever innovates anything into this religion, it is rejected. You understand? No. Another question. So, after all, I'm going to go.